It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
That's right, rain. Like it or not, there's been no shortage of wet this past week, and we'll get more precipitation this weekend. A bit lighter, though. Pretty warm, too. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the amazing rain shadow effect we saw east of the Olympic Mountains this week, as well as some tornadoes on the coast. First, Cliff, let's hear your forecast.
Well, Bellamy, we will have more rain. In fact, it's almost like clockwork. Every 24 hours, something is coming in. This morning, some light showers are moving through western Washington, and I expect it to dry out a bit this afternoon. Temperatures getting up to around 50, so a little bit on the warm side. Now, this weekend, we have a series of systems coming through. Another one on Saturday morning, will be some rain, highs around 50. I think Saturday afternoon will be a little bit better. Then Saturday night, Sunday morning, another system, a stronger system, comes through. More rain, and in fact, it could be some wind. A low center is moving up the coast late Saturday, Sunday morning, and I expect winds along the coast to get to 40 to 50 miles per hour, and some gusts here in the interior. There'll be a gap probably Sunday afternoon, and another system comes in Sunday night, Monday morning, to bring more rain and a little bit of wind. And then next week, just one system after the other, with temperatures getting up to around 50 each day.
Well, it's that time of year, of course, as you say, but there have been some amazing variations in the amount of rain that people have been getting around here.
That's right. You have to love the meteorology of this region. I certainly do. One big thing is we had this huge amount of rain on the southwest side, the windward side of the Olympics, some places getting as much as 9 or 10 inches of rain over the last few days. But then on the other side, on the lee side, the northeast side of the Olympics, there's been hardly any rain at all. We've had a super rain shadow. Some places, such as south of Port Townsend, have only had a few hundredths of an inch of rain, while there's 1,000 times more rain on the southwest side of the Olympics. So huge rain shadow to the lee of the mountains, heavy precipitation on the southwest side. We've seen similar things on the Cascades, where the western side is beginning 4 to 6 inches and much lighter rain in eastern Washington.
Another reason to love those mountains if you happen to live in the place that is shadowed. Maybe you like being in heavy rain, but I'd prefer slightly drier. But what about tornadoes on the coast? This is not something we normally associate with the Northwest, but we do get at least little twisters.
That's right. More fun action around here. There was a water spout. It's a weak tornado over water, and then a tornado over land near Manzanita, Oregon. At the same time, or practically the same time, the radars along the Washington coast picked up a circulation that potentially was another tornado approaching the Washington coast, and the Weather Service put out a warning. So we do get these weak tornadoes, particularly along the coast this time of the year. And ironically, that's associated with cold air aloft. This time of the year, the ocean is still relatively warm. The Pacific is upper 40s, around 50. And when a slug of cold air comes off of Canada or Alaska or Asia, and it goes over that warm water, that causes a large change in temperature with height, which makes the atmosphere very unstable. It tends to percolate into cumulus clouds and cumulonimbus. And when one of those thunderstorms collects some of the rotation that's associated with variations in wind, you can spin up a weak waterspout over the ocean and a weak tornado over land.
And sometimes they're detected, sometimes they're not. We do get them in other places. I think I remember one a few years back that was very destructive near Fredrickson.
That's right. And, you know, we've had a number of weak tornadoes. We generally have a few each year, and they're generally not too far from terrain or the Puget Sound Convergence Zone or some feature that helps spin things up. But we tend not to get the really strong tornadoes because our thunderstorms are not very strong, but we can get the weak ones, the F0s or the F1s.
And here in Washington, we've done a pretty good job of detecting them because we have really good radar. That is not the case in Oregon.
That's right. You know, we've talked about this before, but due to the intervention of Senator Cantwell, we were able to get a weather radar for the Washington coast. This was back in 2011. Before that, we had no coastal radar coverage. We couldn't see what was coming in. But now we have one at Langley Hill near Hoquiam. We can see things coming in. Unfortunately, down in Oregon, they don't have a coastal radar, so they cannot view thunderstorms or anything else coming in.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News. That website is knkx.org.